Oh, who was that? Oh, Raining Horse. Raining Horse. How's it going?
Going very well. Going very well. How's it going for you?
Well, you know, I just saw my beautiful wife, and you know, we're going to you know, have a beautiful picnic in the farm.
That's good. That's really good. My wife and I, we were able to spend some time together earlier this morning as well.
I heard the weather's wonderful this time of year.
Oh, most certainly. It's absolutely gorgeous. It's absolutely gorgeous.
Which state are you in again?
Huh?
Which state are you in? You know? What you know?
Hold on, phone's breaking. Give me 1 second. Let me fix my reception.
Gore! How's it going?
It's going fine. Why is the host named Jabari's Wisdom? I thought this was...
That is a very good...
Oh, wait. I told you already. No. I told you I got the rights to it because, you know, typical of a black guy, Jabari was, you know, on some hard times.
Incompetent.
I had the police in the background.
Yeah, so I helped him out. You know, I was like, I'll buy your podcast for about five. I was like, you know what, $10, $20. And he took it, and just like a black person, he instantly bought crack. And, you know, he's on the streets right now.
You know, just like his son, Wally West. That makes sense. That makes very much sense.
Yeah, I mean, no. I'm sorry, Raining Horse. I have to disagree with that one. Wally West had some, you know, he had a hard schooling. You know, there was this dude, I think his name was Damien or something, some DeMarcus or something. I don't remember, but he was the son of this Deontay, you know, and let's just say that dude.
Hey, do you remember what Clark Kent did to Oliver Queen though?
All right, guys. I definitely have to get ready for work, and I think I'll just talk to you guys later. No. Ingor, it's okay. It's okay, Ingor. I promise. We don't have to talk about it, okay?
Oh, Rainy Horse. What do you do for work? That I am kind of curious about that.
Honestly, I own 3 of the largest casinos in the country.
Oh wow! Oh. Wow! Okay, dang! I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Huh, in what states?
So right now, like, my biggest one is actually New Mexico.
Oh, okay.
I have one in Texas. And the other one I have in North Dakota, but I'm honestly just expanding a little bit more and more. But what about you, Altora? What do you do for work?
You know, it's a humble lifestyle. You know, I just take care of the farm, you know.
Yeah.
That was very black of you. I must say that was quite black of you. I didn't expect you to say that.
Me seeing the name Jabari, honestly, just kind of like took me back. That's just like what's messing me up. So let me just flip the phone around so I don't see that name. So I'm not
tempted. Okay. I accept it. I mean, I would have done the same. I gotta say.
Yeah. So but in Gore,
like I was gonna say, I work on the farms, you know.
Okay.
You know, I have a beautiful wife. I have 4 children. They're each, you know, actually one is one's going into politics, and one is leading a large manufacturing company that deals in psychedelics. It's a pharmaceutical company. It's a large one, very large one. And
what state do you live in again?
It's not a state. It's more of a country, you know.
Okay, where do you live?
Colombia.
Oh, you live in Colombia. Okay. Yeah. And Ingor, what do you do for work?
I work at a crawfish restaurant.
Crawfish restaurant. I'm not going to judge. The root of me to judge.
We all have to start somewhere. You know, so that's fair.
Yeah, they're stupid.
How's your husband doing? I mean, how's your wife doing?
What the fuck? Oh, I also run a very successful multinational weed business.
Multinational weed business?
Yeah.
You might know my son. So you're in the pharmaceutical industry, I see.
If you want to call it that, yeah.
Honestly, you might know Jabari's son, Wally West. Has he bought from your establishment before?
Sadly, he has. The things that Damien has done to him.
Oh, he's dead. Makes him...
He overdosed.
No, he is. That's what I was getting to. It's kind of a sad story. I learned it through my son. So he was, you know, he was selling some pharmaceuticals to Wally West, and these were some hard ones. You could say that these pharmaceuticals, you don't come back from, you know, you really don't come back from. And he was taking them in the arm. So, you know, simple, like a vaccine. He was taking a pharmaceutical vaccine to forget about the pain of what this dude named Damien or DeMarcus. I forgot. But
Damien.
Yes, Damien. Let's just say that, like, I saw the rupture in his cheeks.
So what
that's
you're
all
saying
I can
is,
say. So all I can say is what he was doing. Apparently, what he
so
did.
So what
made
happened
sense.
To Wally West? What happened to Wally West is the result because he was not strong enough to fend off an opponent. So he was weak.
No, like from what I heard from my son. Damien blackest of blacks.
Whoa. Your son.
Yeah, my son, who was in the pharmaceutical industry.
World.
Yes.
Well, Damien, honestly, Damien sounds like a black guy, so, you know, it's fine, you know. So, Ingor, what state do you live in again? I'm sorry?
I live in Japan.
Oh my God.
Interesting. That's
You know, somebody with such a Cambodian name lives in Japan. Well, how'd you end up there?
My father is Japanese.
Rendaro. That's a really Japanese sounding name.
Huh. I took my mother's last name. She's Cambodian.
Oh, how's your mother doing?
My mother's dead.
How's your father doing?
My father and I are at odds right now. We do not speak.
So what it sounds like, Altoro, is that Ingor and his father got into a some sort of a tussle, and unfortunately his mother couldn't handle the tussle. She either was struck as a result, or, you know, just the amount of grief, you know, made it to like where her heart stopped. That's what it's sounding like.
So is that why you took your mother's last name as respect for the person you love?
Of course, I love my mother.
So did your mother let your father beat you, or?
My father knows if he lays one hand on me, he will be missing that hand.
Then why did you, why didn't you help your mother?
Yeah, why did you let her die?
You just let her die.
I didn't let my mother die. She just died. Okay.
So you were just working at your crawfish factory.
I think you're going to be reverted back to Kusikete.
Why?
My father knows if he lays a hand on me, he'll be missing that hand. My mother just died.
Isn't it a coincidence that this Cambodian Japanese dude?
Because I know you guys are trying to find.
Who's that Japanese? That Japanese black guy? What was his name? He was the first black samurai.
Yes. His name is actually inscripted on my katana.
Oh, Yasuke.
Yeah.
Oh, Yasuke. Oh, I see. Are you sure that you don't have a little hint of this black in you? It's quite coincidental that you come from Japan.
Now, I would hate for you to have some black in you, because that means you would have to be taken out from the trio, and, you know, I would hate for something that's
tragic. Well, judging by my penis, I might be.
Yeah, that was quite black.
I'm gonna go ahead and get ready for work. Hey, look, I appreciate you guys. I'm just gonna go ahead and get ready for work. All right. And,
wait. So what's your work? I understand that you're at the casino or whatever, but you go to the casino quite early.
One more time?
You go to the casino quite early. Like, I would think most casinos open late.
Yeah, so here's the thing, right? I need to make sure, because throughout the night, of course, we have our IT department, our cybersecurity department, ensuring that everything is perfectly fine. There are no intrusions. There's no like weaknesses in the firewalls or in our software, whatsoever, right? However, I would be remiss if I only allow that protection to go at nighttime. I also have to make sure throughout the day everything is still good. The servers are up and running. There are no weak spots or anything for any intruders to happen. Like I said, I run the largest casino chain in the entire country. So there's constant threats of, you know, people trying to hack our systems so they can get our logs, things like that. So I like to go early in the morning to ensure that the security is still running, you know, very well. And then I just go on about my day, and then I, you know, go back, you know, throughout the day, you know.
Oh, that's very responsible of you. I mean, very unlike a black person, you know.
Yeah. You know? My mother's still alive. My mother's still alive, and yeah, my father was not abusive, so that's good. How about you, Arturo?
Yeah, my dad had an early death, you know, but it was just from old age. It's just from old age. Like, gotcha. It was an early death for me, you know, because they had me late. So, yeah,
you know,
that makes
sense. That makes sense.
It was a hard life, you know, at the age, fresh age 14, seeing my dad, you know, just on the bed. And he told me, Arturo, you can have my estate. And I was in shock, you know?
One thing Ingor forgot to tell you is that he actually is living in Northern Virginia.
I thought he was in Japan.
He claims to be in Japan, but listen to how silent it is right now.
You know, yeah, Japan's pretty silent.
Nope, not in the mornings, because in the mornings everybody gets an early start to their day, you know, getting all the shops up and running, all the restaurants, things like that. All the infrastructure, whereas in Northern Virginia, people tend to want to sleep a little bit more.
But you, as you heard, he works at a crawfish restaurant, so I'm sure he has to get up really, really early. So he's probably already at the crawfish restaurant.
We're not hearing anybody communicating about anything. Actually, Arturo, I don't know if you paid attention when Ingor actually joined the call, but he was laying down in bed still.
Huh.
When he had his camera on.
That's interesting. Well, Raining Horse, how long until your casino run happens?
Kind of late, by about 10
minutes. Ooh, you probably need to leave now then.
Unfortunately, I wish I did not have to. Yeah.
Well, you know, it was a good time. It was a good bonus episode of sadly this black dude's Jabari's wisdom, but you know.
I can spare about five more minutes. Oh, Ingor left. What the?
Yeah, he just, that crawfish must be really, really you know,
thinking up the
really
place.
Busy. Yeah.
So Arturo, how's the family?
Well, you know, my beautiful loyal wife, you know, she's helping out on the farm. She's, you know, cooking. But, you know, I help with the cooking too, you know, because I can cook also, you know. I'm a pretty good cook.
Yeah,
you know, we help each other out. We help raise our two, because, you know, I have my two older children, you know, who is the one who's going into politics, you know. She's my eldest daughter. And then, of course, I have my second eldest son, who is in the pharmaceutical industry, of course. And then I have two younger children. One's eight, and one's five.
Hello, Ingor. How's it going?
Oh, I was just telling Raining Horse about my family.
I heard a lot of the shit that you were talking about earlier.
What?
What are you talking about, my friend?
Ingor.
He was still laying down when you called from the FaceTime earlier. You think I didn't hear that?
I guess Ingor has a lot of connections.
And I also heard.
Let me look up this Cambodian.
Living, working at my crawfish restaurant. You got a problem with that, punk?
No. I was praising it. I was praising that it might be quite popular.
Yes.
I'm sorry. What was that whispering? What was that whispering that I just heard?
Oh, that was just my assassin.
Wait,
he's coming to kill El Toro.
So, Ngor, I was looking up if there's any Cambodian gangs, you know, because you sound like you're very hip in the culture of threats, you know. So I was just wondering if there's any Cambodian gangs, and I found this primarily Cambodian American gang based in Long Beach, California. They're called they're called the Tiny Rascal Gang.
I have another game that we can play, El Toro. It's called Angel's Wings. In Cambodia, we like to Angel's Wings is when we rip out your kidneys from your
body. Whoa! You don't want to threaten someone from Colombia. I'm just saying. I think that's the wrong country to threaten.
I think the wrong
of all countries, of all countries, I'm pretty sure I have a close connection to the pharmaceutical industry, and you know how they handle people who threaten them.
I own the pharmaceutical industry. You're talking.
I'm from Colombia.
You're talking to the man, Aaron. You're talking to the man, Aaron.
You realize I'm from Colombia. I don't think you comprehend.
What is your point?
You have the Tiny Rascal Gang, and we have the real ones.
You have a bunch of sombrero wearing mariachi band playing bastards there. You don't have anything. We actually have the real killers and mass murderers here.
Hola. Yeah. Sí. Oh, muy bien. Okay, bye-bye. So, your father's dead.
Yes.
Yeah, your father's dead. Your father's dead.
And that would be
I just got the call.
And that would be a problem.
He's dead right now.
And that
he's dead right now.
To me because why?
No. They're currently cutting off his head, and we will send it to you through post.
Those bastards did me a favor.
Oh, also, and your mother's mysterious death. That was a warning, because your father had a lot of debts.
I'm sorry to inform you, your mother's now in the hospital with she had a little accident.
That's funny because my mother works at the farm with me. You know, we keep a close knit family. But she's actually right across from me.
There, talk to her now.
She's right across from me.
We have a little
mama. Question. Mama. Yes. See?
No, you. That's you.
Mama. See? She's right here. We have a close-knit family. We don't leave the house. We all live in the same house.
She's gone, amigo.
She's right there. She's
gone.
Helping cook. She's cooking the Tostitos.
She's gone, hermano. She's gone.
No. Man.
Well,
Raining Horse.
What's Pocahontas they're talking about?
It's wow. Okay, just you know what? You just learned the news of your father being deceased. I understand. Trust me, I get it. So I will let that one pass. Just do not let just don't let something like that happen again. Okay.
Speaking of horses, I remember a little game of chess the other day, but anyway.
Oh, you mean the game that you did not win? Yeah.
Oh,
yes,
no.
Yes,
That's interesting. That's interesting.
I destroyed somebody yet, and I was going to torture them with the game and said, please have
That seems like that's the second draw in a row.
Please have no. Dude, I destroyed you both. I don't want to hear it.
You did not.
Both of you guys are.
My best friend, Tal.
You did not
destroy it.
Yes, I did.
Because I guess I witnessed El Toro actually play somebody in chess on the phone, and he destroyed them. So if you're going to destroy somebody, it will not say draw. Isn't that right, El Toro?
Let's look at the let's look at the fucking pieces on the board.
Like I said, Ngor, I both wanted you, to make it to you where snap, you no, thought no, you were going.
Both of you.
I wanted you to think
snap,
that you were going to
both
win.
Both of you need to snap.
Just listen, Ngor. You're being very black right now. Okay. I just wanted you to think that you were going to win, right? And what I did was I sacrificed a lot of my pieces. If you notice my reactions, are like,
did you hit your head?
Dang it!
Did you hit your head on something?
No, you are didn't. Did you, I don't know, you're sounding very black right now. You're starting to lose a lot of credibility.
I'm starting to wonder if that side, that, that father's side, that, you know, where he's not in good terms, I wonder, it's sounding, it's just sounding more and more, you know, Afrocentric, you know? And then you said that he's actually in North Virginia. You know, it's all adding up. Wait a minute. Ngor, what college do you go to again?
What college do I go to?
Yeah, yeah. I remember you said you go to college. What was the name of that college?
Oh, I went to Hong Kong University.
Interesting. Why did you choose Hong Kong University?
I saw this kid named Jabari get beat up every day. I laughed in the corner. Unfortunately, I heard a lot of people saying they were gonna kill him. They want him dead. And then, here he is. He's dead.
Well, but he's not dead from the people, you know.
Oh,
yes, remember he's no he no died. No no no.
He died in that it's horrible tricycle. He died in that horrible tricycle accident. It was very, very sad and hilarious at the same time.
No, no, no. It was a tricycle accident, but it wasn't because people hated him. It was because of the drugs. Remember when I sold him drugs?
It was when the tricycle hit a little lady.
Actually.
No. Remember.
Actually, Altoro, I do not want you to be mistaken. I truly do not want you to be mistaken. I remember Ngor showed me his transcript, and it had Howard University on there. So I did a little bit of Googling. Turns out it's an HBCU, a historical black college and or university.
This changes a lot. Like, I understand why you didn't reveal this, but it explains so much. Why? Why did you take so much from your father's side then? Like, why didn't you just take the Cambodian side of your mother? Like, you even took her name, but you just, everything else, your personality, you took from your dad.
And your dad
Kunta Kinte.
So how could I be black if I know my father? Stupid.
Because he's African.
No,
he's not. He's not full black. He's not full black. He's not American black. He's African.
Well, Evan, I'm sorry, Ngor, you're actually very mistaken because Kunta Kinte, right? Although he was of African descent, he was mainly raised in the United States of America, so that makes him black.
Wait, is that true? Is that true?
Yes, it is.
I don't know where you're talking.
Wow, you're very knowledgeable. Typical of Native American, just so intelligent, so smart.
Everybody talks in the casinos.
We can't say that about El Toro.
Whoa.
Let
me see your grades.
You know, we worry about more about family.
Grades. No, don't try to skip over it. Grades. Now.
I didn't go to school. Our community was very poor.
You're very quiet over there. Is everything okay?
No, because I was reading more about Kunta Kinte than I found a Wikipedia article.
isn't it correct that his name was once Toby?
Oh, let me look.
This sounds very racist right now.
Oh, he's a Gambian man, was born in around so your roots, ironically, your roots, I should say again, your roots. I'm from Gambia.
African. I'm not even African, you idiot.
No, Kunta Kinte wasn't African either.
Kunta Kinte is not my father.
Oh, I forgot. You're the father. That's a fucking
no. Look at this picture. No, look at this picture of Kunta Kinte. It looks a lot like. I see the resemblance.
The amount of laughing you're doing for this is just evil. Oh my gosh, bro.
So, Ngor.
Didn't he host Reading Rainbow?
What the fuck?
He was also in Star Trek.
I I did not mean to laugh at your father. I apologize. Please forgive me.
That's not my father.
Yes, it is.
I see why you took your mother's name now.
As do I. I would be ashamed if
you know what?
My father looked like a trapped baboon as well, you know?
You know what? I got something for you too.
Wait, for who? For Altoro?
I told you, my father died at a young age. Or at my young age. I was only 14. And then he gave me the farm. And it turned out the farm was, I helped raise it into a success. And even with no education, I became one of the leading manufacturing companies. Companies in the world.
No education? That means you're retarded. That can't be true.
No. See, this is a common misconception that we, you know, it's a typical American response. You know, I don't blame you. I don't blame you. You know, this is your homeland. But it's typical. See, outside of America, we value family. We value community.
Are you okay, Altor?
No, I just saw something, you know. I don't agree with it, but you know, what can you blame someone who's, you know, half black? You know, it's typical of what someone like him would say.
Allow me to look, you know. Yeah, who knows what kind of tomfoolery shenanigans or malarkey that was thrown into the chat.
Exercise is very important.
When I hit ground like that.
Whoa.
That
you see, here's the thing.
There is no thing. It's just
in my tribe, we truly do not believe in making fun, poking fun at someone.
It's very wise.
We think it's actually one of the greatest sins that someone can do, only because they're putting themselves above others. And as we all know,
didn't you laugh at a picture of a slave?
I did not.
I don't want to hear that. Yes, you did.
No.
That was actually a call. You know, it was a tribal call.
Yeah, I learned about that.
See, reason why I know is because, you know, our ancestry are kind of related. You know, I also originate from the Americas. You know, I come from the tribal South Americans. So, you know, we have a connection, Raining Horse.
Yeah, of course. I don't expect.
Sadly, you were on the richer half of the, you know, the you were, even though, you know, you guys got genocided. I mean, we did too. So I don't know. You know, we both struggled, but I was just gonna say I struggled more. You know, because I didn't have that whole, you know, free education that you get. Piece of crap.
You're struggling. Sounds like a choice to me. No, I'm just kidding. That's what a typical black would say, you know.
Yeah.
Very delusional as well.
Oh, Ngor is really showing his black half right now.
Yeah, I'm not surprised, you know. Leave it to a monkey, you know.
Yeah. As I was saying, I have two younger children, and I have two elder. They're doing very well. Actually, they were educated. You know, they are first generation graduates. We're very, very proud of them. Very proud.
Ngor, what accomplishments do your children have?
Oh yeah, I haven't heard about your wife. Are you married?
I have multiple concubines and children.
It sounds just like a black person. Not take care of your children. You really took that dark half. Huh?
They're all in my business and doing very fine.
Your restaurant business.
They may all be in your business, but what is your relationship like with them?
Very good. They all call me dad.
That doesn't sound good. That's not something you say. That's not something you brag about. Yeah. My children call me dad. Okay.
Very much, and they show respect.
It sounds like doesn't sound good, but hey, you know.
Can I hear one of the names of your children? Your supposed children.
Samuel.
Go ahead.
Samuel.
Samuel Jackson.
I'm so shut the fuck up, bro.
No. I just wanted to make sure I heard you correctly. That's all.
You said Samuel L. Jackson, knowing damn well that that's.
Hey. We are friends, okay? We do not name call.
Okay.
Yeah, I remember when we all met. You know, I was taking my first trip into America, and you know, me and my wife, we went into the casino. We actually won a couple dollars, and that goes a long way in Colombia. But yeah, that was. And then I saw you come down because I was, you know, I was winning, and you're like, oh, you're real good at this. You know, I was playing, of course.
Let me ask you this: did you like that Egyptian cotton shirt that I had on?
That was perhaps the most bright, like it was so intricate, like, and it was silk, wasn't it?
It was
Egyptian silk. I never heard of it before, but you know, rich people do what they do,
you know. But here's the thing, I know that you did not have, you know, the best education coming up, especially once your father passed, and you know, you had to, you know, tend yourself to the family business. So mm-hmm. The real reason I created this group today is so I could let both of you know what's going to happen. El Toro, I would like to offer you and your family, if it's okay with you, a buyout. $14.7
billion. Billion for my farm.
Yes.
Wait. You think I'm dumb.
Hear me out. My scouters showed me the land. You have plenty of land that I could actually put another casino on. I told you I was...
No. I know the real reason why. And you think I'm dumb. Because I remember when I was hoeing the ground, you know, fertilizing the dirt. And I struck this black liquid. I was like, I wonder what that is. You know, me not having my proper education. You know, I didn't know. Luckily, my son does. You know, the one in the pharmaceutical industry.
Right.
And all of a sudden, you know, you were like, okay, we're going to start preparing. We might start building some drills. We might be able to bring our country up. And all of a sudden, I get a call from you. Be like, oh, let's have a call. Let's have a chat. Typical money hungry.
Watch
that don't make sense. No. Wait a minute. How Native American are you, Raining Horse?
Let me ask you,
You're pretty light skinned. How Native American are you?
That was just a filter. You, but let me ask
no,
you a
no, no, no. Wait a minute. Wait. You have blonde hair.
No, I do not.
I remember it was you're silk. You remember it is silk.
Allow me to ask you a question. Your son's pharmaceutical company, Bird Pharmaceuticals, is it?
Oh, that's a branch of it, but some like to call it
What's the name of the parent company?
You sound like Barack Obama. Are you sure you're not? You sure you're not black?
I gotta remember the name of it. What was it? It was called Medellin. You know, Medellin.
Medellin. I asked because I actually did a. You know, I wake up very early because I have to tend to business. I actually did a lot of buyouts this morning. I try to offer you $14.7 billion, you know, just to give generational wealth to your family as
see,
well.
The thing...
However, it turns out I actually bought out Medellin.
That's interesting. Well, you bought out Medellin. You bought out Medellin.
Yes.
Huh. Then do you know their CEO, Pablo?
I know their old CEO. I know their new CEO. The reason I have all of us on a phone call is because I appointed Ingor as CEO of Medellin.
Huh, does he know Pablo?
We just wanted to break the news here.
Did he know Pablo?
I don't know who he knew.
Because I'm sure Pablo, if he knew, because, you know, we're all fairly old. We all have children. We all have successful businesses and or farms or restaurants.
Well, I don't know if a crawfish restaurant is successful, but...
But I think we were alive. We were alive when Pablo was CEO of Medellin.
See, I know you're from a farm. You may not know this.
No. I think you need to look at Medellin and maybe remind yourself who Pablo is.
Okay.
I don't think
Escobar
Pablo.
Fellow, is it?
Yes, Escobar.
Oh, that's crazy. That's crazy because it's funny you say that. We go way back. We've been business together for quite some time.
Oh, really? Yeah. I'm sure that, I mean, casinos got to have their fun. So I'm sure you were acquainted with Pablo.
Pablo and my father, they did quite a bit of business back in the day. We're all in each other's good graces. We were all in each other's good graces. So doing the buyout, very smooth transition. Pablo wants to be more under the radar now. He still gets a fair share. Wait.
You said Pablo wants to be more under the radar now?
Or he wanted to be more under the radar.
No. It's more than he's no longer CEO. It's a lot more than that.
I know. I know about his status, right? But it's really the beneficiaries that I'm referring to. I can't really name them. That's why I was still naming
them. Okay. Yeah, I was going to say that's it's really interesting.
I know. I can't use it. We have an NDA when it comes to his beneficiaries.
There's a lot of weird, just very strange. How do I say connections that I'm not sure really connect, especially as a Colombian, because you're a Native American, you're really, mm-hmm. you gain a lot from the American government, don't you? You got free education and I really can't see someone who is head of one of the leading casinos trying to buy out such a Colombian organization. I heard that some people
Pablo
in
my
the
father. No Pablo and my let me stop you there. Pablo and my father.
Interesting.
Very close, huh.
Because and I heard that some three-letter agencies, sometimes they're really close with the Native Americans. So it's interesting that you come to me out of nowhere, me knowing that my son is, part of the pharmaceutical industry, asking to buy us out for how much was it again? $14 billion. It's just a little curious. And then the whole thing about, you having blonde hair.
No, I don't have blonde hair.
You coming up to me when I went to the casino, you could have went up to anyone, but you personally came up to me. That was also curious.
But you were on a hot streak. You were winning a lot. I wanted to come out and personally congratulate you. Unlike most casinos,
the thing is, right? I was winning a lot. Slot machines. It was the penny slot machines. I won like $200.
I know.
Remember, I said those dollars went a long way, Colombia.
What I was trying to say before you interrupted me was, I understand. Here's the difference. Okay. The fact that you won so much on those penny slot machines, that's rare, So I just wanted to come out and congratulate you. Huh? Not the dollar amount, but what is rare was the achievement itself. Winning so much on the penny slot machines. I had to come out personally.
That's weird. You came out to personally congratulate me. Remember you said you had this Egyptian silk. You know, so you really spruced yourself up for this event, you know, to really, you know, your like blonde hair was gleaming. It was very
shiny. I do not have blonde hair. I'm not going to let you spread that rumor on me.
That's interesting because, you know, your skin was very, very light. See, like, I know sometimes probably, Native Americans
I know have what light it is. Skin. I but... know what it is. Because I was wearing Egyptian cotton, not Egyptian silk. You're probably thinking of my business partner.
That's interesting that your business partner is this blonde hair. Remember when I was saying that the Native Americans might have a lot of, you know, government, you know, influence. You know, they sometimes they're really close, especially the ones that are higher up. The higher up you go, you know, the more they have to deal with the laws, to deal with the taxes. So they have a lot of connections. Mm-hmm. And then you come to me asking to buy my land, land that has oil.
And I did not even know it had oil. I was going to use it as a development for a new casino. But if
a
it
new
has,
casino
if it does have oil,
in the middle of nowhere, Colombia.
Here's something that you don't know about the demographic of Colombia, and you should know living there. There's a huge untapped underground gambling market. And I want to tap
and you're
going to
build
that.
A
however,
whole $14.7 billion casino.
No. Hmm. The casino itself is not going to cost $14.7 billion. It's actually going to be significantly scaled down to that of the demographic that I'm placing.
Right. You got to make here's a profit,
no.
you know?
Hear me out.
I might not
out.
Have
the
my
reason,
education, but I
reason,
have my street smarts, you know?
No, hear me out. Here's the thing. The reason I offered 14.7 is simply because you have a family. I respect you and I care for you deeply, right? So I wanted to make sure that not only you and your kids, but your children's children, and you're pretty much generations to come, they're all taken care of financially, being
See,
that you're no longer going to have the farm.
But why would you do 14 billion? Almost like you know that 1 million wouldn't be enough for me. Me,
well, let's just
someone who's supposedly this poor Colombian farmer. I think you know more than you're letting on. I think
it's
you know.
Generational wealth, my friend.
But generational wealth. How do you know I have generational wealth? How do you know my son had a subsidiary of Maleden? Curious to say it. You're part of the CIA, aren't you? See, where is he going? That sounds very echoey, almost like the Pentagon. He said he's going into an elevator. An elevator in a casino? I'd never heard of two-story casinos. Huh. And he went up a fair amount of floors. I heard like three beeps.
No, I'm on my way to a business meeting. But I do have a research and development team. Jabari, let me spend a little bit more time with my wife, and then I'll be able to come back and we can continue this conversation. I can
Jabari.
Okay. I'm
Jabari.
Sorry. I'm sorry, Altoro. I was reminded of something that Ingor sent me. That's all. I'll give you a quick call back.
Okay. I'll see you later, Raining Horse. Raining Horse.
Hello.
Raining Horse. So I was talking to my son, you know, the one who's in the pharmaceutical industry.
Oh,
he's been saying he's been getting some calls recently. You know, getting some calls from some people.
Okay?
Well, you know, they Raining Horse, I think you're in over your head. I think you should go back to the Pentagon and tell your superiors you don't want to mess.
I'm confused where this is coming
with
from.
Raining Horse. We looked up where you're from. 17 Elm Street, two daughters and a wife.
No.
Oh, Raiding Horse.
Because I have one daughter and one son.
Interesting. Or should I say Andrew Witzman?
You thought I was dumb.
You thought I was dumb. Andrew, I have your daughter with me right now.
Really? Daddy, who in the world is Andrew?
Daddy, just tell him.
Yeah, that's yes, not you my hear daughter, that. So do whatever you want. Do whatever the fuck you want. That's not my daughter.
I guess I. Romero, please. Yes, see, see. Well, that's one down. And Elizabeth?
My kids are with me.
Elizabeth? Here, come here.
But if you want
oh, she's crying. She's crying.
Hey, you remember the operation we talked about? Phase one. Actually, skip to phase three.
Ooh, so it must be Elizabeth must be someone special that got a reaction.
No, just the fact that got a reaction.
Let me cut off one toe. Another toe.
Cut off a whole foot.
Okay.
Elizabeth is no kin to me.
I will send it to you.
What's crazy is I already bought out the company. Phase 3 is about to be initiated.
You can't buy out a movement. You can't buy out the cartels. We will continue selling.
If you have
I will
money,
continue you can. My rule. We have global supply chains. And I think you know what? Just to be safe, I think your casinos will be a lot hotter. I will say your popularity, you could say, will create a spark. Shall you look outside now? you see the flames, don't you?
Yeah, I see the flames of the homeless shelter right next to the casino. That's very cruel that you would even do that.
I didn't mean to do that.
the fact that you haven't placed incendiary devices near a homeless shelter or even around it is very...
You gotta understand. Our workers are not the brightest. You know, so we take from the villages and we give them a better future. But we don't give them a better education.
Hey, look, here's the thing, old sport. I am no one to judge, okay? I want you and your family to prosper. If you feel
my family has already prospered. My family has already been prospering. How do you think a poor farmer was able to send his daughter to Harvard?
Now adverse reaction is, you know what? Don't even worry about it. Adverse action is about to happen. With every action, there is an equally reaction.
Foolish. You don't even know where I live. You only know I'm in Colombia.
Again, I have research and development teams.
You can't research all across the world. Underground. I live underground. We have to hide from everyone. All the world governments want us.
Oh, I know that you live underground. That's the thing. Let me just ask you a question. How sensitive are you to tight spaces?
It's pretty roomy. I must say, it's pretty roomy here.
Oh, no,
we pay for the best. Pay for the best.
No, that's really good. That is roomy. Initiate the undertaking. Thank you. It'll get a little bit tighter, just in a little bit. Don't worry about it. It's something that you'll be able to do.
That's interesting. You took down the old restaurant. That was my father's favorite.
No, that was just a diversion.
4, one of my agents to actually get to close quarters with you, and you should see him right about now. Just letting you know.
I see him. He honestly
just wanted someone to have a tickle fight with, and I knew that you would be the perfect person. You said it's roomy.
That's funny. That's funny because, you know, again, I am Columbia. He came in. We already saw him because he stood out. He spoke Spanish in a different accent. He did. He had blonde hair.
That's not my guy.
Like, who?
That's not my guy.
Like, we will find you. The moment he spoke, the moment he walked, we saw it in his walk that he stood out. So I do see him. His head is on a platter. And for an initiation rite, I will have the new joiners eat him. Yes, I said it. Eat him. That's how we get our initiates to do anything.
Right,
those same initiates, the ones who messed up last time, the ones that messed up last time, we will have them, instead of doing the homeless shelter, that was a mistake, we will have them hit the right target this time.
A huge mistake, I might add.
No. We've done worse.
Honestly,
a very incompetent
one.
We've done worse.
I have a question for someone else. I have a question for Jabari. I want to know what he has against Tesla trucks, because I just saw another one bypass and it looked very beautiful, if I'm being quite honest. Very smooth, very beautiful.
The triangle one? The triangle?
Yes.
Dude.
The Cybertruck. Very beautiful vehicle. It's my third one seeing it. It's my third time seeing one in person.
I apologize. You have to see that in person.
Oh, don't apologize. I was very pleased. Very pleasing sight. So much so, I'm thinking about purchasing one as my next vehicle.
Ooh. Good luck on that. Good luck. I'm sure. I'm looking at a picture of it now. Ooh. I'm not sure if this is the one that you're thinking of. I just hope it's not. I really hope it's
not.
Does
it look like it belongs in Halo 3?
It looks like it belongs. It's not even designed. It just looks like a block. It's not even cool.
That's the one. What do you have against Elon Musk?
It looked cooler in the concept art, I must say.
What do you have against Elon Musk?
Oh, I have nothing against him anymore. I finally grew past it. It got boring.
But why don't you like Tesla products? Speak to me.
Hello, this is Jabari's Wisdom, and today we're going to be talking about why Tesla is just not that great. So, I've seen a Tesla many times, because Hong Kong is the city with the most Teslas in the world. Like, unironically, like, it's the large, it, for some reason, everyone has a Tesla here, for some reason, and Tesla has, like, a lot of connections to Hong Kong or something. But it's like the car, to be honest, is not designed well. Like, the name is basically, it's the brand that pushes it. It's not designed well. It doesn't look sleek. It doesn't look luxurious. It really looks bulbish. And then when you're inside the car, that's the worst part. Because outside, okay, it's unique looking, I guess. Like, okay, it's like for people who's never seen an electric car.
Why are you such a hater? Let me finish.
I know you're black now. I know you're black now. You're not raining horse anymore. let me finish my sentence.
Now, I'm going to cut you off like a black person. So, why can't you just give Tesla its credit?
Just
answer that simple question.
So, as I was saying, the outside looks coolish, maybe. If you've never seen an electric car before, because, you know, the more modern companies, electric cars look cooler. Or I should say, the older companies, electric cars look cooler. But the inside's
like,
even worse. It's
three
not the
other electric cars that look cool?
Based any electric car that's coming out now?
No.
Literally anyone. BMW.
Name three. Because I work in dealerships. The Ford. Chevy Bolt or Bolt. The Bolt is ugly. The Ford Mach-E.
The Chevy, you really said the Chevy Volt. You really said the Chevy Volt. This freaking car that's like 10 years old.
They're still making it. They're still producing it. You said any electric car now. It's still in production.
Are they in the same price range as the Tesla?
Are very ugly.
No. You have to say in the same price range.
Okay, see, now you're changing the criteria.
What? That's like me saying, oh yeah, okay, Honda Civics are not that great. I would rather have a BMW S1.
Hold on. Honda Civics are amazing, especially if you're into, especially if you're a car enthusiast. Because you can mod that, tune it. So come on now, don't do that.
No. You're thinking of the Honda Civic. I'm thinking of the Honda Civic Hybrid.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay, fair point. I sell Jeeps and Dodges now. They are on the same price point as Teslas.
Okay, I would say the electric Jeep
Teslas
looks cooler.
Teslas look better. Which one?
The newest one that came out.
I take the back. Because they only have hybrids as of right now.
Yeah. Sit down.
So that's what I'm saying. Not many companies have a fully electric vehicle.
Yeah, they're coming out now. But most people don't buy Tesla because they're out of their price range. So the people who are buying stuff in their price range, if they're buying it in their price range, they have other options that look way better, look more modern. And then the worst part about Tesla is this interior. The interior looks no different than a cheap car. If you're going to have this expensive car, then you should have an interior that looks as luxurious as the price. Huh. That whole blonde hair thing.
See, here's the thing about my casino. We operate in America, United States of America, so that means we have to abide by American laws.
Oh, see, that's interesting, because I thought at the reservations, you make your own laws. Very interesting.
That's on the reservations. Hear me out. That's on the reservations.
Listen to me.
Here we go. Farmer, shut your filthy.
I never said what we farm. Como estas
dito? What
the hell?
What did you just say?
Did you just have a stroke?
I think he did.
What the fuck was that?
I think he had the same stroke Will Smith had when he slapped Chris Rock.
Oh man, that was probably the most black moment in recent history I've ever seen. Like when I was down in Colombia, because me and my familia, we love watching the
stupid story.
we all love watching the American movies. So we love the Will Smith. Sorry. I'm speaking my mother's tongue.
Your mother loves nut.
Your mother, dude. You're making this worse.
Yeah, you guys are being very American right now. You see, I was speaking Spanish, and you confused our vocabulary for your double tongue. But as I was saying, we love the Will Smith. We love watching the Emmys or the Grammys or whatever you call it. But when I saw Will Smith smack Johnny Depp, when I saw him smack, I was like, wow, that's just like a black person. And I had to turn off the TV and cover my children's eyes. And we stopped watching American cinema ever since.
I have a question.
Yes. See.
Oh my goodness.
Hurry up.
Don't rush perfection, child. So this is my question.
Don't talk to Ingori like that. I don't know who you think you're talking to.
Thank you. Thank you.
Listen here. Ingor, remember who defended you against the slavery claims.
Oh, yeah, I appreciate that.
What did he?
And then also remember the one who sent the picture of the slave saying that that was your father.
I mean, it is.
How dare you compare me to that dude?
Kunta Kinte is a respectable man.
Shut up.
No, he didn't, because he started crying and said, "My name's Kobe."
As you were saying, rating course, you
so I do have a question for you guys. Ingor, what is your opinion on Tesla?
I love it. That's American right there. Made by an American man. That's a real American.
Wait, are you trolling? I don't know if you're trolling or not.
Oh yeah, he's made by a real African American. You didn't know that? Did you know that? A true African American. Elon Musk.
I mean, he was Canadian before he was American.
Actually, nah, he was African American.
No, he has dual citizenship.
Nah.
In Canada and South America.
He was born in Africa, you know. He's African American.
That is the most overplayed joke of all time. Typical of a black person. Gore.
Wow. Elon Musk was born in Africa. Okay.
Yeah. You uncultured swine. Now go sit down in the corner and think about what you were doing.
He has a 13% stake in Tesla.
Apparently he stole that company from the people who actually created it.
Just because you are untalented doesn't mean you get to slander somebody talented. Okay.
He did. He literally stole the company.
Look, Al Toro. We know you suck. Okay, you don't need to downplay someone else's successes. All right, you're gonna be good one day.
Colombia is a beautiful country.
What is that?
we get a shot of Colombia and it's on fire.
What was your children's name again?
Samuel.
Samuel.
Jackson.
Oh, Samuel, the one who is in West Virginia right now.
Something so far out of your ass right now.
He's in West Virginia. He's going to college, studying. Oh, studying business. Such a black major. Oh, let me give him a visit. See, yes. See. Yes. ¿Cómo estás? Muy bien. Okay, Samuel is just gonna have, we're gonna have a little chat with Samuel. Tell him that his father needs to watch his tone when talking to the liados.
Get it out, god damn.
Jesus. Are you swallowing Sorry. Your tongue?
Yes. Well, actually, I got my tongue. I had my tongue cut out.
Ingor, remember he said he loves nothing.
Oh yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
It is 2024.
Oh dang, it is 2024.
Who gives a damn?
Whoa, this would actually look pretty cool. This would give a whole new. Never mind, they lost me a Jiraiya. They made him look like a monkey. You guys would appreciate this. Jabari's gonna have a critique. I know that for a fact.
When does he? Oh my gosh! When does he does it, bro? Like when?
Check the Insta. Check not? Instagram group chat.
When is Jabari not bitching? What's up?
90s style. What 90s animation looks like this? Hello.
See, I told you.
Spirited Away. It's like Studio Ghibli.
Yeah, they made Jiraiya look ugly. What the heck is this?
Yeah, they made Jiraiya look.
Jiraiya looks like a
pervert.
Yeah, it makes sense, right?
Now Shikamaru looks clean. So does Sasuke. But
I don't know about that Kakashi.
Kakashi cool.
Looks too. Ooh. He looks like a kid.
Yeah.
Why is he looking up like
Shikamaru
that?
Itachi,
Shikamaru is like really cool. Shikamaru is really cool. Sakura actually looks better like this.
But why is say Sakura is like a grown freaking woman?
I like how you guys just get past Naruto like he doesn't look like he's in preschool.
Yeah, Naruto looks like he's like 5.
He's 5 years old in that picture.
Sasuke looks like the same age as he was in Shippuden.
And like at the end of the Shippuden, he looks like he's 16, 17.
Oh, there goes Raining Horse.
Jiraiya does look crazy. He looks like the Monkey King.
Let me see what happened to Raining Horse.
He looks like Sun Wukong.
I don't know. Maybe he had to go to work.
Ah, Raining Horse.
Hello.
Interesting name. I don't know who that is, but I don't know what you have against him.
Oh no, it's just a basketball player. Nothing serious. But
okay.
That's like Naruto at the beginning of the series. Close to, you know?
No, that's way before.
So why would they have Naruto?
That's like him still in kindergarten.
Okay, but still
part one, right?
Like in early Naruto.
Part two. So why is everything else part two? I said, well, I guess, why did they have part one Naruto and then everything else is Shippuden?
No, Sakura is like freaking Boruto Sakura.
I'm not gonna lie to you. Sakura looks way better than the original one.
She looks just as useless though. Look at her.
Oh yeah, no, she's equally as useless. Honestly, she looks more useless. She looks like a baby sister in this one. However. Yeah, Kakashi, I don't know why they have him looking up like that. He looks too ooh-woo. I don't like it. Like, if they made Kakashi just look a little older, I think it wouldn't be as bad, you know?
Ew, why is, Shikamaru have, like, horns coming out of his head?
He just got done from a mission. If you can see the scratches on his uniform.
It looks like he got his head bust open, man. That guy was about to die.
Why does Sasuke look so scared? Like he wants to cry. Sasuke really looks emo in this.
It looks like Madara a little bit.
I just don't like how they really did,
why is his hair going everywhere?
It looks like Madara. He looks like Madara right there.
Why do they do Jiraiya like that, though?
Because he looks like Sun Wukong. He looks like fucking the...
Okay, here's the real question. I mean, it's a complete topic change. Let's say the Avatar universe exists.
Which Avatar?
Which tribe are you going to?
We're talking about the last Airbender, right?
Yeah, I don't know about the new one. I don't know about the...
Does it matter? Like, it's all the same in Korra, too, right? It's only 4 nations.
Yeah, but they have different powers, I thought. Like, they have metal bending or some bullcrap.
Metal bending, that's like the Earthbenders, and then bloodbending is waterbenders. Lightning.
Yeah, we're not talking about all that crap. Only the original Avatar. Water, wind, air, whatever, freaking fire, earth.
So, okay, basically what Jabari's saying is, are you an air nomad? Are you from the water tribe? Are you like a fire nation soldier? Or are you an earth kingdom?
So, as much as I would want to be from the fire nation, I would choose it being an air nomad.
Why though?
You're not peaceful enough. You're such a chaotic
And then would you really want a nomad everywhere? Out. That means you don't have a house. You're literally walking around.
I'm okay with that.
They have
okay, so you so you're broke. You're basically okay being broke.
You're a fake fan. They have
no.
They have a temple.
No, but they're not supposed to air nomads. Those are supposed to be just their like, you know, just where they train and like, you know.
So here's my thing.
Because they're literally supposed to be nomads.
A nomad really honestly just has temporary homes, so to speak. Like as they're traveling, right?
They travel between those places, I guess.
To the temples. But here's my thing, right? When it comes to being an air nomad, the reason I would choose that is because like one, just like look at the staff that they have, like their little glider. That's like really fucking cool.
But when you think about it, they're not really doing that stuff like around people. They're staying in those temples. So you chose to be in those temples.
Okay.
For the rest of your life. No girls. No nothing. You're just
that didn't stop Aang. What are you talking about?
Aang's the freaking Avatar, and he got frozen for 100 years. You remember they wanted to keep him in the They wanted to keep him in the temple, and they got himself frozen like an idiot.
He did run away once he found out he was the Avatar, and he can no longer be a kid. He had to take responsibility.
No, he always knew he was the Avatar. No, he did.
No, he did not.
Yeah, he did so.
Jabari, they had to like literally do that little test. They like had that little tray going around, and it was only when Aang actually showed that he was like the next Avatar. And then they told him shortly after that he didn't know. Evan, you have the best cartoon knowledge. Back one of us up.
Yeah, that was Raining Horse is right. Yeah. So,
what is going on with your connection?
Well, you can't hear me.
I hear you.
You fixed your connection first. You sounded like a robot.
No way, I hear you though. That's you. That's you, Deontay.
Hold on. Okay, can you guys hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah, I heard you the whole time.
And he just left.
I freaking hate Rain Horse, man. Gosh. And he's not even he's not even Native American. He's white. He has blonde hair. And he's wearing all this Native American garbs or whatever they're called.
They're going to shoot him with an arrow for impersonating.
Yeah, gosh. He's taking advantage of their culture. Oh.
Oh, he's back.
Hello.
See, it makes sense that he wants to be an air nomad.
So, Evan.
He wants to take their culture, too.
Evan.
Yes.
Which one of us was correct?
You, because like they did have that thing, because like it was the Air Nomad's turn to find out which one of them was gonna be the Avatar, and then they did that test and it was Aang, and then.
But remember his master, whatever his master was. His master was always like wanted him to stay as a kid. So there was a time that he was existing that he knew he was Avatar, and they wanted to make him train him. But his master wanted him to stay as a kid. The master was the only one who treated Aang like a normal guy.
No, he wanted him to take on the responsibility.
Jabari, you need to go back and rewatch.
Oh my gosh, you guys are freaking stupid.
And watching, he's like, oh, I was wrong.
Why got the Gyatso.
You know what you're acting like, Ed?
Michael? I was literally about to text you, too. Thank you. I looked up on the ocean. No, you're good. Appreciate it.
Well, whatever. I would pick Earth. They have the baddies.
You're gonna be the cabbage guy at the Earth Kingdom.
Okay, I thought he'd get some baddies too.
No.
All
Evan.
He has is cabbage.
Evan,
you
know, Evan no, the person Jabari would be. Who is Aang's friend from Ba Sing Se?
Oh my gosh!
What was his name?
Oh, but the old dude?
Yeah.
That guy's cool. That guy's cool, so I'll take it. He's cool.
Like, I knew you would be happy with that. That's not even a joke. I was like, yeah, that's definitely going to be Jabari. Because that dude was like freaking, like going through the slide and shit, just having fun. He was like an old man that was powerful as shit, but just having so much fun.
I'm telling you, the Earth, I want to be air, but like realistically, Earth is probably the best one.
Like, I want to be fire. Honestly, but it's just something about the air that always calls to me.
I'd definitely be with like Erkin does have baddies though.
Everyone thinks. I mean, Evan's gonna no. Water Nation truly has the true baddie.
The true baddies?
No, they don't.
I mean, oh yeah, the Water Nation does have some baddies.
No, Fire especially has the North true baddies.
No. The North Tribe.
Azula.
I mean, hold on. There is also
the Fire.
May was bad. I'm not gonna lie. I loved May when I was younger.
Wait, May? Is that the one?
That was
Zuko's girlfriend.
Yeah, the tall
which one?
One?
Oh, I thought the gymnastic girl was the cool one. She was the baddie.
Of course you did.
Yeah, Jabari would like Ty Lee.
You and all the internet perverts.
Me? She was the baddie.
Yes.
And then she has freaking like 11 sisters. And she was always happy.
Yeah.
Sokka had it going on.
Sokka was fucking everything.
Yeah, how did he do all of that? That's what's crazy to me.
He had somebody from the Fire Nation. He had somebody in the Water Tribe and in the Earth Kingdom, bro. Sokka was fucking everybody.
Cause Sokka's a Chad. Look at him.
Nah, he was speaking Chad throughout the entire show. If we're being real, if they didn't have him, they would not have gotten as far.
Yeah. Unironically, like the most level-headed out of all of them.
Surprisingly. But also the horniest.
Usopp.
Yeah.
No, the one who's the most. I would say he's probably.
He was getting cheeks though.
And he wasn't even that. He wasn't even like that. He was still lamenting over his literal god of a girlfriend.
I would have never recovered from that.
The one that became the
became the moon.
I would have been crying, honestly.
Yeah, you don't find the good girls like that anymore. You know what I mean?
What, like a koi fish? I knew something was wrong with you, Ngoy. The crawfish thing, now it's all making sense. Yeah, crawfish restaurant, all right.
What are you talking about, bro?
You know, I'm not gonna lie. They really were tugging on my heartstrings with that one. When she died and Sokka had to say goodbye.
No, she became the moon.
I know, but he still had to say goodbye. But look at how sad he was. He never even looked at the moon any other night after that episode.
You know what's crazy is how detailed and almost perfect that freaking story was.
Yeah.
Like, we did not deserve that.
We really didn't, especially at a young, like, that early on.
What makes me annoyed is that freaking Netflix is making, like, I don't know. I don't like it. I don't like that it's live action. No one, I'm tired of how they make everything live action. Yeah, I mean, it looks a little bit better, slightly, but it's not going to...
It's going to be on the same level as the M. Night Shyamalan one.
It's going to end up being like
did
that.
Did you say
because...
M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dong?
Mm-hmm.
He did not say that. He did not say that many syllables. I don't know where you heard all that.
That trash as fuck director. Was he the same one that did Dragon Ball Evolution?
No, he did not. No, that's not put it on him.
On the same
no,
level.
He did the last Airbender.
Oh, I know. I know. He had the Earthbenders crumping in the intro sequence of the movie. I was pissed. Almost walked out.
Are you sure that happened?
Yes, their Earthbending looked like them crumping.
Oh my gosh.
I remember Aang's name was Aang. I don't know why he tried to make... See, I know why he did it. I know why he did every choice he did.
He wanted it to be more...
He wanted to be more Indian. Because M. Night Shyamalan is Indian. So he was like, no, no, no. Because basically all of Avatar is basically certain, like, you know, the Northern Asian culture. Like, Fire Nation is supposed to be Japan, I think. Earth Nation is supposed to be China. The Air is supposed to be... What do you call it? The freaking... They're supposed to be Thai.
The Americas.
No, they're supposed to be Thai, like the Buddhist ones. And the freaking water benders are supposed to be the, what do you call them, Malaysian? Not Malaysian, what do you call the... What's Moana?
Pacific Islander?
Yeah, whatever the Pacific Islander, like, nations are.
You talk Polynesian.
Polynesian, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But then freaking M. Night Shyamalan writing himself into the story, he's like, you know what, I'm gonna make everything a little more Indian.
You wanna know like what really pissed me off? I was so excited for this, like this one, like one particular scene in the movie. I was so excited to see it because I loved it when they animated it, like in the show. It was that when they were in the Northern Water Tribe and Aang, like, he went into the Avatar state and he had the koi fish all in water. They murdered that scene in a bad way in the movie. I don't even remember like what it was, but it didn't even look like a fish or nothing. It was just terrible.
What I don't get is how are these directors
ruining all these, like, amazing stories?
What I don't get, like, it's not that hard. Like, just follow the story.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no one's even asking for. I think it's because they don't watch the show. I think they just freaking, they hear a good idea. They're like, oh, that's cool. controlling air, controlling water, controlling earth, controlling fire. And then they just roll with it without even watching the show. But nowadays, I think it's going to change slowly, because now you're seeing like all these video game movies coming out, which is kind of cringe.
But they're good though now. The Super Mario movie is doing well.
Yeah, but I don't know. Seems kind of weird to me. Everyone's trying to make a movie now. Like, I heard they're making a Halo movie, they're making a Gears movie or something, or they have the Fallout TV show. Oh, they have the Last of Us TV show.
Wait, the Last of Us TV show is actually pretty good.
They're just gonna make now. They're just gonna make a movie of like I want original stories. I'm tired of seeing like, oh, let's do this same exact story but make it video this time.
You wanna know where I'm gonna draw the line? Same exact
story but make it video game.
Where I'm gonna draw the line is if they try to do a.
If they try to do a
Toy Story movie. No, imagine if they do a Toy Story live action. You know,
actual market, like people actually taking, you know, video games becoming more popular.
Yeah, but keep them as video games. Those stories were made for video games. Avatar was made for animation. If it was supposed to be a non-animated show, they would have made it a non-animated show. If it was supposed to be a non-video game, they would have made it a non-video game.
But it can be. But it's possible. Why don't you want?
I'd rather see an original movie. I'd rather see an original movie.
Wow.
There's a reason why people look back. Well, at least, I don't know, more original than doing a different form of the same freaking visuals. Like, oh man, it's Avatar, but it's real people now. Whoa. Meanwhile, like how they used to do it, they would base it off of books. So you had Yep, sadly.
Okay. Wow.
But they had a lot more room to make the movie because, like, say, if you read a book, all you get is a story. You don't know what everything looks like. You can only imagine. So then making a movie makes sense because, like, oh, there's stuff that, you know, you could show that they can't really describe in a book. But with this stuff that we're doing nowadays, now it's like, okay, you already know what it looks like. We're just going to show the exact story or a version of the story.
You want
to
know what I think, though?
In a different medium.
No.
See, movie. Shut up. The movies and TV shows, when it comes to video games, I don't mind. Only because they, like, yes, I want them to follow, like, the main storyline of the, like, you know, source material. However, they also, I like when they explore something a little bit outside of what we already seen. Like, for example, like, if they would have did that with The Walking Dead, like, how the video game showed a completely different storyline than what we saw in
that. Okay, see, that I agree with.
See, I like where it
doesn't
like
follow the exact story.
Like for the Last Airbender movie from M. Night Shyamalan Ming Zong, I hated it because he, like Jabari said, he did try to make it his own. He tried to change it. Like if he would have like, because in my personal opinion, and this is because of my deep love of cartoons and anime. If you're going to like make a movie, live action version of a TV show that is beloved, you have to stick to it. Like frame by frame, or not completely strict.
But that's the thing. I think it's too hard because, like, say Avatar, it was made for animation. So like the visuals, the art, the environments, the like the moves, there's stuff that can only be done through animation. When you try to make it more realistic, it doesn't have the same impact or it doesn't have the same style of it because the style that we're used to is the animated. So like no matter what, it will always seem lacking.
It also depends on the studio creating it. And the reason I say that is because watching the Yu Yu Hakusho live action versus the anime, yeah, there's like definitely some stark differences, but it's still like captivating. Like I'm actually not upset because they are kind of like going against the grain of like what was like originally showed in the anime, but it's not too far off. Like they do it in a way that's like still true to the source material, you know? So I don't think everything that's animated should be live action, should be redone as live action. I think they should just like leave a lot of shit alone. But some things they do have like some past with it, you know?
I don't agree with that.
Okay. No, I'm saying like they should be careful. Like, for example, the Last Airbender series, it can look interesting, but it's pretty much gonna diminish the value of it, right? If they try to do like a live action Dragon Ball again,
it's not gonna look good. You know, anything like anime or anime-esque, I think they should just like leave alone as non-live action. Even though the Yu Yu Hakusho is pretty good, I still prefer the anime because like certain things I just can't get over, you know what I mean?
Mm-mm.
So I feel like they ruin the idea of it when they do live action. But not in every case, but when it comes to anime and anime-like things, yes. But like cartoons, certain things, it depends. Like The Lion King, I didn't watch it because it just looked kind of foolish to me. They should have just kept that one as an animation.
See, that's something I don't get also. Well, I know they're trying to save money. Well, with some of these shows that are coming out, like the Ariel or whatever. But I'm like, everyone, like, animation is timeless. Like, you can show your kid Avatar 20 years from now, and it will still look good. Because it's an art style. But if you do it in live action, it will never look... Like, it just won't match the same type of look. Like, freaking Lion King, why didn't they just... Like, they could have even done 3D animation similar to Frozen.
Yeah.
And it would have been, like, super cool. But no, we gotta make it, like, look like freaking real lions talking. Like, what the heck? No one asked for that.
Yeah, certain things they're just honestly ruining for their greed. Other things they can just kind of, like, leave as is, you know?
Yeah, so I'm gonna burn down Disney.
I'm okay with that.
Hey, hold on a second. So, I kind of agree with what Deontay was saying about anime. And, but like, in certain...
I like how Evan like, left and came right back, picking up.
So, the live action, like, adaptations, like, when they do it for, like, you know, general audiences, they have to shorten it. You know what I mean? They gotta, like, combine, like certain arcs and stuff that we're used to. And it kind of conflates things a bit. But it, as long as you have, like, the creator, I believe a way to balance that out is, like, you have the creator involved. You know what I mean?
I don't know, because, say the creator's involved. The problem still is that, like, for example, Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah.
When they're doing, like, their instant teleportation or, like, doing their,
it's
like, you know, looking cool.
It's called instant
whatever.
Say it correctly.
I'm going to use Naruto instead. when Naruto uses Shadow Clone Jutsu or his freaking Rasengan or whatever, it looks cool because it's at...
Rasengan? Don't ever talk about that again. Just shut up for a minute.
That's how you
know. How's it pronounced? I just said Rasengan.
You said Rasengan.
Rasengan.
I said Rasengan.
You're
it sounded like you said Rasengan, if I'm being honest.
Jabari, tell me you're American without telling me you're American. Because that's what you really just did, right?
Seriously. Now. And the fact that he's living in Hong Kong is even worse.
Exactly.
Oh, do they speak Japanese in Hong Kong?
But you know what I'm saying, bro.
No, shut up.
Right. You know what he's saying. Bro.
And you've been in Japan multiple times.
Multiple? I've only been once.
I thought like you always have a connecting flight from Tokyo to Hong Kong.
Nope.
Yes, isn't that what you said that one day?
Yeah, I said I had an 18-hour layover once.
Oh yeah.
Did you eat good food?
No, of course not.
I'm gonna take you guys into a meeting with me.
Please don't. You're gonna fire me.
Uh-huh. You're just in my AirPod.
Okay.
I can't believe Jamari said a Russian gun.
What an idiot. I can't believe he said that.
I did not say that. I said Russian gun.
Your best.
That was a good move. I saw it.
What's going on, bro? Doing all right?
Well,
there we go. That's what I'm talking about.
I guess that's the end of the podcast. It was all nice. It was nice talking to you all. It was nice talking to you, Raining Horse. It was nice talking to you, Ngor. Ngor. I hope we have another podcast again.
We will.
Well, viewers, we will see you. You know, it's hard to... Ooh. Well.
Well. Go ahead and end it.